This is Paris.
Hey guys, it's Paris Hilton, and this is the first episode of my podcast, This is Paris. I want to introduce you guys to Hunter March. He is going to be with me every week, and we're going to have so much fun talking on the show. And I am so excited today to be discussing my engagement for the first time ever.
Yeah, we're going to get into who I am later. It's not as important as the ring that you have on your hand right now. It looks like you had to caveman style drag that thing in. It's stunning.
Thank you. I'm very, very happy with it.
Yeah, we're going to have Carter on the show in a little bit. We're going to talk to him. But first, tell me everything about the engagement. How did it happen? Were you surprised? Blah, blah, blah.
I was very surprised. Well, I was hoping it would happen because it was such an amazing place. And we had done a trip to Bora Bora a few months ago for one of our anniversaries. And it was just so romantic. He had this like boat take us to this little private island, and there was this gorgeous dinner set up, and it looked like something out of a wedding. Like, it just was so beautiful with like seashells, with like hearts. It said, "I love you." So then like the whole dinner, I'm just like expecting this to happen. This was not this trip. This was back in like November, and it didn't happen. And like at the end of the dinner, I was like, dessert came. I'm like, okay, is there going to be like a ring like showing up inside the cake? Like, what's, you know, a little seashell? Uh-huh. Like, are mermaids like going to like swim up with it? And it didn't happen.
How nervous were you that, or like anxious were you that entire dinner?
I was just, yeah, I wasn't like nervous. I was just excited because I felt like he took me to this amazing place and it would be the perfect place to get engaged. Mm-hmm. So then when it didn't happen, I didn't say anything, but I was a little just bummed. And then later on the end of the trip, I kind of was like hinting about it. So I was like, oh, by the way, you know, I was really sad. I thought you were going to ask me to marry you when we were on that island the other night for dinner. And he said, well, when I do ask you, it's going to be something even more amazing than this. So you'll see soon. So then I was hoping when I found out about our birthday trip we were doing together that would mm-hmm. happen. And I was right.
And that was this trip, which was, where'd you guys go?
We went to this private island and Carter rented it out for both of us for a joint birthday party. And it was just incredible. It was amazing. It was one of the most beautiful places I've ever been in my life. It's like the turquoise waters. It was just like everything was perfect. They had lemurs that you could play with, which I'm obsessed with animals. So it was cool just to like play with all the animals and just be together in this really romantic, beautiful tropical paradise.
And then he popped onto one knee after dinner. Was it before? What was the situation?
Okay. So we flew in and that night we just had like a relaxing night. And then the next day he said, you know, put on a beautiful dress because we're going to go take some photos tonight on the beach. And I said, what are you wearing? And he said, a white like Xenia suit. I was like, okay, so I guess I'll wear one of my white dresses I brought because I thought it'd be just beautiful. And I put a tiara on and then we walked down to the beach. And as we were like walking down, like as soon as we got to the sand, like all of a sudden he got down on one knee and started saying this whole speech. It was just like really, really sweet. And then I just started like shaking and like crying because I was so excited and so happy. Maybe he'll tell you what he said when he's here on the interview because I don't remember the whole thing. It was really just like this beautiful speech. And just then he said, will you marry me? And I like freaked out. He opened the box and it had like a light that shone like on the ring. And it was just sparkling so crazy and like was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. And I put it on and freaked out. And then he said, we have some other people here who wanted to celebrate with us. And then like out of the bushes, like all of a sudden, like my sister, her husband, my brother, his wife, his mom, and his brother all came out. And
wow, that's a lot of people to hide in bushes.
Well, it was like a big private beach. They weren't like in a bush. They were like behind like huge palm trees and things. So it was so nice that he thought, you know, to have our families there to be there to celebrate the moment. And they were all like spying on us from the bushes, which I thought was cute.
And, just goes to show you that if your man proposes to you in Bora Bora, he doesn't really love you. You know, there's more that he could do.
Exactly.
And so when you got back, first person you called that wasn't there, who were you most excited to tell?
We all just like celebrated on the beach, and he gave a speech, and we had like champagne, and then I gave a speech. And then we took like all these amazing photos and videos. And then I had my videographer there, Kevin, because I always love just to capture everything for every trip I go to around the world. And I didn't know that he had like GoPros running like behind us. So I'm like so happy that they captured that moment perfectly. And then after, he had like flying drones, and we just got all these really cool shots, like walking on the beach and then family shots. So it's just amazing to have those memories.
Well, you said in our little teaser trailer that the one thing you wanted for the engagement was good lighting. So I assume you had it.
It was amazing lighting, which I'm lucky that I listened to him, because he kept saying, well, Paris, the sun's going to go down soon, so we should take the photo soon. And then I think to kind of like make me not realize it was an engagement, he was like, we could just do it tomorrow then. Like, don't worry. If you're not ready in time, we'll just do it tomorrow.
Good move.
Yeah. So then I was thinking, I was like, is this the moment? Like, I wasn't sure. But when he kept saying, like, it's okay, let's just do this tomorrow, I found out later from him that he did that purposely, because he wanted to, like, make me not think it was happening and make it more of a surprise.
Smart guy.
Yeah, he's very smart.
I feel like there's a lot of people in the world who want to marry Paris Hilton. Why is Carter so lucky?
He's just the perfect one for me. I just, ever since the moment we first kissed, I just knew there was something really special about him. And we've been together 15 months now, and it's been the best year of my life. And I just can't imagine spending my life with anyone but him. He's kind, he's brilliant, he's romantic, he's sweet, he's so much fun, he's hilarious, he's handsome, he's tall, he has just the smile that like lights up a room, and he just makes me feel so safe. And I've never felt like that before. I've, you know, had a lot of bad relationships before, and with him, it's just like a dream. Like, I feel like everything I went through in life was worth it, because now I have the perfect man.
Yeah, he walked in here earlier and I just met him briefly and I felt very safe. I thought to myself, I can do no wrong in his eyes. Yes. That's really, really special. Does your family love him just as much?
They love him. They're so happy, and they've never liked anyone before. So this is very new to me, and it's amazing just to see my parents just so excited for me. Like, ever since we had like our first date when we first met last Thanksgiving in 2019 in the Hamptons, my parents were both there. And
your parents were there for the first date?
Well, it wasn't like a first date. It was the first time we like connected in that type of way, because a lot of people, I don't know if they know this, but Carter and I have known each other for 15 years. And then I went to the Hamptons for Thanksgiving. Not last year, the year before. And we just, when I walked in the room, we just like immediately like clicked and started talking. And that was at Thanksgiving lunch. And then we had Thanksgiving dinner that night, and my parents were there, and they were just watching us talk the whole time. And that's when we had our first kiss. And then when I got home that night, I was just so excited. And my mom and dad were so happy for me, because they hadn't seen me like that ever. And then we went on a date like 2 days later in New York when we got back from the Hamptons. And ever since then, we literally have not spent a night apart.
It's worked out well.
Very well.
I feel like starting with the family on Thanksgiving is it's a very bold move, but it's paid off for you and Carter.
Yes.
His last name, R-E-U-M. How do you say that?
Reem.
Reem. Okay. Are you going to take that last name?
I'm going to take it. But I feel like the hyphenated thing, like Paris Hilton Reem.
Yeah.
Because my name is just, it's my name.
It's a pretty important name.
I like
it. I like it too. Okay, so Paris Hilton Reem, I'll have to get, this is Paris Hilton Reem podcast.
Yes.
Change the Instagram handle. And then you're going to get asked a lot. When are you guys having kids? Get used to it. Yes. Are you excited for that process? What's going on in your head?
I can't wait to have a family with him. That's something that I've really been looking forward to. And we've talked about a lot ever since we've been together, just how just having a family is just going to be so exciting and how cute they're going to be, how much fun it's going to be. And, you know, first the wedding and then the babies.
That's a good order for it. Yeah. You guys are going to have some long limb babies.
Yes, definitely very tall.
Well, speaking of Carter, we're going to have him on in a little bit. But for right now, let's take a break. And then when we come back, we're going to hear his side of the story.
Yes.
This is Paris. This is Paris.
Well, Carter just walked in. Let's go ahead and have him take a seat. Carter.
Yes.
She said that this is your first interview.
Yep, you know I love her that I'm willing to do this since she knows I like to lurk in the shadows and stay out of the spotlight. So that's where Paris and I are very different.
Yeah, this is the quintessential man, a little bit uncomfortable, the hands in between the legs. I've been there before. You got it. Listen, I feel like you've already won. I've heard the engagement story now. Beautiful. I don't think you could have done it any better. I want to hear your side of it though. First off, the ring, it's stunning. Did you guys shop together? Did you just guess?
We did not shop together. I'm an old school romantic, so I wanted to leave it to her imagination. So I picked up little cues along the way. I'm not sure whether I picked up those cues or she dropped those cues for me, but either way, the cues were obvious. And then I just really wanted to find a designer that would kind of help bring it to life for me. It was less about the diamond or whatever it was and more about the thoughtfulness and the story kind of behind it. So,
well, thank you for doing this, my love.
You are lucky that I love you because you know I hate this stuff.
Yeah, I know, but I appreciate it. I know this is like something you never do, but it's a very special moment for me, obviously. So,
do you ever wonder how that came about? Your sister opened up the documentary saying, I normally never do these things. I don't like the spotlight and you like the spotlight so much.
Yeah, I know. Nikki also did predict something else in the documentary when we were talking about, when I was saying like, I feel like I'll never get married, I'll never love anyone. And Nikki said, well, you need to find your equal. And she was basically describing you. So I think Nikki definitely predicted this before it even happened.
Yeah, no, I couldn't be happier when I think about it to think you were going to not find your perfect match and still eat all the same children's food of cereal, grilled cheese, and all these things. So this is exciting because now we're partners and you get to eat those food, but hopefully next to our family in the future.
Yes, definitely. Well, I'm so happy you're here and I wanted to ask you some questions. So did you ask my dad?
I did, of course. I went to go see your dad. I think I told you I was playing tennis. I snuck out of the house and went to go ask your dad. I just told him how special I thought you were and how amazing the last 15 months were, and then asked for his permission. He made me sweat it out a little bit and then said, let's just get out of the way. You have my permission. And then we kept talking.
I love it. Was my mom there?
She wasn't. I was actually debating whether to ask him to have your mom join, given I know she's so important to you, but I felt like I had to go old school on this one and just start right with your dad and let the message filter through to Mrs. Hilton.
I like it. Yeah, I love that you're like old fashioned. It's
cute. Yeah, you also have instilled that in me with the monthly anniversaries, all the little cards, things like that.
Yeah, Hunter, do you know that we do a monthly anniversary?
I had heard that. I didn't know if it was true or not.
Did you know, Hunter, after, I thought after 6 months, you moved to an every other month, only even once system. And so I skipped the 7th month.
How dare you?
Because I was thinking, and she comes downstairs and she goes, are you kidding me? Not even a card? And that's when I knew this was going to be serious and I was going to be a helpless romantic with Paris for the rest of my life. And it was going to be on a monthly basis, not every other month.
So you're still doing monthly?
I am waiting. Yeah. I am doing monthly until she tells me otherwise, which I think might be never.
Yeah. And now we have another one, February 13th, because that was the engagement. So it's going to be every 29th and then February 3rd. No, just February 13th.
Just once a year. So 13 big anniversaries a year.
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe we'll add the wedding date. So 14 big occasions.
Yeah.
I think this would be a nice way to celebrate the love. You guys do have like a very, it feels very genuine. And I know, you know, people get married and sometimes it's a beautiful matrimony. And then sometimes you start seeing things about each other that you're like, I didn't realize that. But I think you guys have spent a pandemic together. So yeah. What's your guys' like secret or key to this happiness that you have?
What do you think, Paris?
I think just being best friends and just, I don't know, everything we do together is just, I feel like he was made for me. Like, I always joke that I was custom made for him in heaven, and same thing with him for me. And with us, we're best friends. We support each other. He inspires me, just myself being a businesswoman and him being an incredible venture capitalist. I've just learned so much from him, and I really look up to and respect him. And we love to do things like that together. We love to cook together, spend time with our pets, go to the beach. Just, we're just best friends, and we do everything together. And I think that's just one of the secrets to an amazing relationship. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think, obviously nobody wanted the world where it is with COVID, but for us, it's been such a unique position because Paris is used to traveling 250 days a year. And in the last 15 and a half months, other than a quick 2-day trip I took to India, 3 days after we reconnected, we've been together every day since then. And so it has been the ultimate forcing function, in our case, a very positive forcing function, because, you know, we get to see each other every single day. And so I always say, you know, COVID relationships, I think it's kind of like dog years, right? Uh-huh. You times at least by 7 or 10. So I feel like we didn't date 15 months, definitely closer to 10 to 15, given how much we've been together in a good way.
Yeah, in a great way. But living together, you see those things and you're like, all right, I don't know if I like that or not. What is like something, like a little peeve maybe that you had to get over, something that you just...
You know, the good and the bad of a creative mind like Paris is, her creativity flows out in music and art and all these things. When it comes to keeping the house clean, the creativity also comes out. And so often she'll reference, oh, it's in the bedroom, under this, next to this, behind this. So it's like every day is like a treasure hunt.
Yeah, I'm not the most organized person in the world. Sorry. I'll learn. Sure.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to change that. I think we're just going to have to accept that. And if that's the only reason you're not perfect, it's... could be way worse.
Yeah, it could be worse. For you, I have like 10 things.
Oh, 10. Look at, no. Can you tell Hunter she's competitive? I said 4 or 5, so naturally she had to come with 10.
She deviled it.
I think the only thing is that you work so much. You don't stop. This man works harder than anyone I've ever met in my life. Like, I thought I worked hard. Like, he blows like anyone, myself and anyone out of the water. It's like 7 days a week, like on weekends, like all day, like you work to like 9 o'clock at night sometimes. It's people, so I wish you didn't.
Okay, well, we'll find a better balance. People kept asking me where I kept the ring, and then I said naturally I kept it in my backpack right next to my laptop, because if anyone knows me, they know I'd never leave my laptop very far away. So I figured the safest place for the ring was next to my laptop.
Wow. Keep your backpack away from people moving forward. Now that you've said that, it's going to be a hot target.
Yes.
Yeah, this is great. Are you going to slow the work down when you have kiddos?
Oh, for sure. I think what's great is that Paris has two extremely good role models in her parents. My parents have been married for 50 years before my dad passed away, and obviously have one of those great relationships. And it's funny, I always think about my dad, and I played a lot of sports in high school, and he never missed a soccer game. But whenever you look up the stands, he'd be doing work. And I was like, why is dad sitting away from all the other parents and doing work? And now only as I've gotten older, I realize it was because it was 3 o'clock every day that the soccer games were, and it was, you know, the middle of his work day. So I hope to be like my dad, where he was able to keep working and accomplish a lot, but also understand that nothing's more important than family.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to hear.
Oh, I love you. Yeah, I feel also that we're lucky that we had those role models with our parents. Like my parents, my mom's been with my dad since she's 15 years old, and they're obsessed with each other. They're best friends. They've never spent a night apart. And Carter's mother and father had the same thing. So I think when you grow up with role models like that, it's something that, I don't know, affects you in life.
Yeah.
And we're very lucky, especially in this town. I don't know, just have seen so many people just not make it and divorce and all that. So I always feel very blessed just to have a family that's so close and together.
Hunter, did she tell you how she loved at first sight because how she saw how cute my mom and I were together? Did this come up before?
Was it love at first sight, though? Didn't you guys know each other for like 15 years?
Well, it was love at new first sight,
okay,
Hunter.
Okay, got it.
Well, yeah, tell we me. Thought each other were cute, and we like loved each other at first sight, too.
She stopped over.
Timing is everything.
Yeah, timing is everything. She saw how darn cute I was with my adorable mom, and that's so I first thing after I proposed, I told my mom, this one's for you, since clearly I didn't mean to use her as a pawn to get Paris to fall in love with me on new sight, first sight. But it clearly worked.
How did you act with your mom? What was the thing that got the attention?
Well, my dad very suddenly passed away a few years ago, so we take extremely good care of my mom. And so it was, I guess, Thanksgiving, and so we were all dressed up, and we just are always holding my mom's hand, giving her hugs, making sure she's sorted. And I think Paris said something to me about, you can always tell something about a person based on how they treat their mom. So I think I passed that first litmus test.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. You can tell a lot about a man by the way he treats his mother. Mm-hmm. So you know that he'll be a good husband and a good father.
I should reconnect with my mom then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Moms in the park are like a dog in the park. Same concept.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm close with my mom. This is good news. Was there a poem or something with the engagement?
I did. I put together a book with this story of the ring and the inspiration of the ring. And I did write a little message in there.
Can you read it?
You want me to read it?
I want you to read it.
All right. Let's see. Let me grab the book.
Okay.
The first page of the book I wrote, I don't know about a poem, but a letter. It says, as I'm reminded every day, I'm the luckiest guy in the world. From the first date in New York eating Chinese takeout food, I knew I wanted to get to know the real Paris, not Paris Hilton. I don't know why you chose to let me in so quickly and so deeply, but my life forever changed because of that. I can't wait to have you hold my hand through life and for me to protect and hold your heart and always keep it close. I know you will always bring our family laughter, sparkle, and smiles, but it's the depth of your compassion, humility, and willingness to love that made me sure you were the one for me. I can't wait to dance our way through life together as partners, best friends, and of course, lovers. I love you. See.
Oh, I'm gonna cry. I love you.
I love you.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
Paris, did you write a poem?
Thank you for asking, Hunter.
Well, I didn't know that he was proposing, so I wasn't ready. But I write him cards every month for Valentine's Day, I did. And I make huge paintings of like collages of us. And I do lots of things every month. But next time I'll do it for show and tell. I don't have it on me right now.
We've got time.
And I have an honest 7 minutes before my next Zoom, just so.
Okay.
Perfect.
You work too hard, I told you.
Well, have you seen the ring? Yeah. That doesn't fall out of the sky, people.
Okay, keep working.
Yeah, so you nailed the proposal, obviously. Next up is the wedding. Who's going to take the lead on the planning?
Well, I thought I was in charge of the proposal.
I'm planning the wedding.
And the wedding.
Yeah, I've been talking a lot about it with Hallie, his sister, and my sister as well. And Hallie's so excited to do this. We've been talking about this for like a year now.
What are like the key features? What are the must-haves? What are the things you don't want?
Just something that's beautiful and romantic. And I think what's happening in the world, it has to probably be smaller than I would have imagined. But as long as our family's all there and it's something that's super romantic and special. And Hallie's wedding was incredible. So I know that she's going to have a lot of amazing advice for that.
Yeah, we have a lot to live up to between Hallie's wedding and Nikki and James's wedding, so.
Definitely.
Yeah, when are you getting married? I feel like you guys don't like to wait for things.
Soon. We haven't decided on a date yet, but soon.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Good, I don't want paparazzi staking it out already, so don't let Hunter bully you into telling him where, when, and the date.
We've got plenty of episodes for me to weasel that information out. That'll be a really beautiful thing. Paris, I want you to ask him, is there anything you want to ask him that maybe, you know, you have him on the hot seat right now?
Well, I have some questions I wrote down because I get nervous and shy. Okay. Reveal something about me that no one knows.
Well, you just said it. Nobody would ever expect that the real Paris is so shy.
Yeah.
That or what a student of the game you are and how hard you work. I think a lot of people see the output of everything that you do, but they don't realize you're next to me in the bed with your laptop, listening to this, watching this, you know, mood boarding this, but it's pretty awesome to see.
Thank you. And, okay. Who is more romantic between us?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to have to go with a tie on that. I think Paris inspires me to be romantic because it means so much to her.
You are the most romantic person ever. I love it. What do you see for us in the next 5 years?
Oh, I think we're excited to get married. And then I have a feeling it's going to be twins pretty shortly thereafter, right?
Yes.
Twins?
We want to have twins, yes.
I like this plan. Do you have any names that just floating around the top right now?
London, Marilyn, Hilton, Ream for the girl. The boy, deciding on still, but I just love London. I think it's an amazing name with Paris. And then Marilyn is after my grandmother. And then our last names.
It was nice that she included my last name, at least, Hunter. Exactly.
She said that she...
I got one of the four names.
She wants to go ahead and, include your name and her name, which I think if anybody wouldn't be surprised if, you know, there's a brand there, but she's willing to jeopardize it all.
We like to view it as a bringing together of equals, Hunter.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I'll still persuade you of that on the next episode. We've got time.
Okay, what else, Paris?
And let's see. What three words describe us as a couple?
Oh, I think goofy.
No, but say cute. It again. I don't like that.
Okay.
Again, goofy, that sounds beyond.
All right, trying to think about what three words describe us as a couple. I'd say loving, I'd say supportive, and I'd say playful. We're always having fun, whether it's in onesies at Christmas or on date night or watching Netflix and chill.
Yes, I like it. So this is something I'm going to do on every single show. It's called Paris's 7 Sliving Questions, and the first person I'm doing it with is Carter. What are you most grateful for when you wake up each morning?
Oh, naturally, when you give me a kiss.
Okay. Yes. You have 3 wishes. What are they?
You would clean your room too soon. That we will be together forever, which I know will be the case. And 3, that we're going to have a cute, beautiful, and healthy family.
Loves it. Okay. And who is someone you look up to or view as a mentor?
I think more than anyone in the world is my dad. And even though he's not with us, I know he's always watching me and his fingerprints are all over me. I'm always thinking about what would my dad say or what advice would he give me?
I know he's watching and he's so incredibly proud. What is the accomplishment you are most proud of?
Clearly getting you forever.
Good answer. What is the most rewarding part of your job?
The most rewarding part of my job is I get to help entrepreneurs build great companies and watch them, whether that was being there in the early days of Rothy's or Daily Harvest or so many other great companies.
Yes, we love M13. And what is your definition of success?
My definition of success is always leaving everything better than you found it.
What's something personal or professional that you're working towards right now?
I'm always just trying to be the best version of myself. But now that I have you, I like my chances.
Yes, I agree. Well, that was the first time I've asked my 7 sliving questions and you killed it.
Well, thank you.
And I'm so happy that you did this with us today. And I know you have to go to work, but I'm happy that we got to meet Hunter for the first time in real life.
Yeah.
Talking on Zoom. So good to have you here at Slivington Manor.
Now I get to go back to the shadows and let you and Hunter take over the spotlight from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But it was an amazing little, I like you coming out of the bushes for this.
Yeah, to be fair, I was trying to go to the kitchen and I opened the wrong door. And then once that happened, I figured I had no say but to come and join the podcast.
I'm just thankful this house is confusing door-wise. Well, it was really nice meeting you, Carter. Thank you.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yes, I love you.
Love you.
You can see all the photos from the proposal/engagement. Go to parishilton.com.
This is Paris. This is 7 Sliving Questions.
So Hunter, now we want everyone to get to know you. So I'm going to ask you my 7 Sliving Questions. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay. First kiss. You have 1 minute to tell us everything.
It was the worst kiss in the entire world. I was at my little brother's graduation and he was like having this momentous moment of graduating middle school. And I was like, I don't care about this at all. And I went to the back of the school with a girl that I had been talking to. And we kissed and I was so nervous. I think my whole body was like drenched in sweat. And when we finally kissed, neither of us used tongue, but we did open mouth. So it was like, it was just like a ball of air in the middle of our mouths. It was so, and then we would hug in between kissing and then start kissing again. And
that's hot.
So hot. I'm surprised it didn't work out. And I told my mom that I had a kiss and she was like, no way. You didn't kiss anybody.
How old were you?
I was going into 9th grade, which was like very late bloomer compared to all my friends.
That's sweet.
Yeah. And it did not work out with her. But she, I called her afterwards and I was like, hey, why didn't you use tongue? She's like, I don't know why you didn't use tongue. I was just like going with the flow. It was so weird.
Was it her first kiss too?
She might have told me that, but I don't know if it's the truth. She might just try to make me feel better.
Okay.
Then the school bully came and he literally, the kid who would bully me, and he saw me kissing the girl. And he's like, ha ha, look at Hunter kissing a girl. And in my mind, I was like, tell everybody, yes. Tell everybody that I kissed a girl.
That's cute.
Yeah. It was sweet.
I love it. All right, so next question. You have to go live on an island. You get to bring one person and one item. Who is it? What is it? Why?
That's tough. I'd probably bring something survival-wise, like a knife. That way I didn't have to bring like Bear Grylls or something with me. Mm-hmm. And then I'd bring probably you so that we can continue doing the podcast.
Loves that.
It takes priority over, you know, everything else. Or I'd bring...
good answer.
Or I'd bring, like, you know, someone I'd want to spend the rest of my life with. But right now I don't have that person, so it's hard to choose.
Okay. We're going to keep looking.
Yeah.
First celebrity crush.
First celebrity crush. I remember when I was, like, in high school, I was really into Rihanna. I was like, that is amazing. And then one day I met Rihanna and I was with a girlfriend at the time and Rihanna was like, excuse me, who are you, to my girlfriend at the time. And then my girlfriend was like, oh my God, me? And then she said, I'm here with him. I was interviewing her at the time. And I looked at my girlfriend. I was like, don't ruin this. We could start a thing. This could be the beginning of a harem. Let it happen.
Yes.
And then that was the end of it. And then I just interviewed her and we went our separate ways.
I love her. She's such a boss.
The energy when she walks into a room is wild.
Yeah. She's incredible.
Yeah. She's still a celebrity crush.
Loves it. Yeah. That was the next one, the current one. So Riri.
Riri. Us. Dua Lipa's another one.
Oh yeah. I love her. She's so sweet.
So great.
She's dope. I love her music. Okay. What are you most grateful for when you wake up each morning?
Carter had the better answer for sure. He was really sweet with his. I'm going to say I'm really grateful that I get to do what I love, which is, you know, make people laugh and try and put smiles on people's faces. And I'm grateful that I have a really close family, really close with my dad and my mom and my brother and my stepdad. And outside of that, really, there's not much more else I would need.
Nice. And what is your most prized possession?
My most prized possession is probably anything that my parents gave me. Like I've got some like paintings that my dad did and like a money clip that my dad gave me. And then, probably those, the paintings, a painting from my grandma.
Nice, that, like sentimental.
Yeah, because everything else, I think, you know, at some point in your adult life, you realize like anything that you can buy, you can buy again,
yeah,
for the most part. So for me, it's like the paintings and stuff, which is why I love painting too, because I just want to give my kids art.
Sweet. We should paint one day. I love painting.
Oh, let's do it.
Yes. And what's the craziest thing you've done lately?
That was literally you. The craziest thing I've done lately. The craziest thing I've done lately is do a podcast with Paris Hilton. This is random as hell.
Loves it.
Yeah. Which, by the way, it's a fun, I like that this came together the way that it did. I got a call from iHeart, who I had worked with before, and they said Paris Hilton's launching a podcast, yeah, and we would like you to meet her and see if it's a connection. I went, no fucking way. Really? It's so random. And I did a call with you. I was in Costa Rica at the time, and it might have been the worst Wi-Fi I could have physically had.
It was.
She heard every fourth word from me, but apparently those fourth words were really good. And then we had another call when I got back, and I've talked to people who know you, just because I've been working in this industry for a little while as well, and everybody had only the nicest things to say about you, which I don't feel like is normal. Like, yeah, I feel like most people you meet, they're like, I've worked with them, they've got their ups and downs, but everybody said how sweet you were, and it just made me so excited to do the podcast, and you have proven that and then some.
Thank you. I'm happy that you said yes.
Yes. I said yes. You said yes. It's just a bunch of saying yeses in this episode.
We love it. Yas. Okay. Your last one.
Okay.
I'll make this one easier instead of the craziest thing. Your top beauty secret.
There's so many. I feel like as a very simple-minded man, I have learned to wash my face every day, and you're not gonna believe how the wonders that does for your skin.
Okay, I have to give you some of my skincare line.
There, every time we bring something up where it's like I'm not doing it well enough, Paris has a line that can help me, which I'm very excited about.
And I have the Paris Hilton for Men cologne for you. Oh. More, so I was gonna give it to you today. I don't know if it's in here, but I'll give it to you.
We'll find it. Yes. Yeah, I think that's my beauty routine.
Okay.
Moisturize. I like it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're moisturizing, Paris, but you should really give it a go.
Yeah, I'm into all of that. I love just like skincare. It's sick.
Yeah, what is your, like, I feel like as much as I love me getting that sliving question, you probably have a beauty routine tip, skincare tip, whatever it is that the audience wants to hear. So what's your number one right now?
For me, my mom, I think one of the best pieces of beauty advice she gave me was when I was 7, to stay out of the sun because it will ruin your skin. So that's something I listened to. And then she taught me just the importance of skincare, just always washing your face and then using like the eye cream and like the serums and like this whole like 12-step process. So like since like this little 7-year-old, like staying out of the sun and putting all this creams and all like eye creams and neck, like just doing everything, which, you know, most 7-year-olds wouldn't even know what that means. Mm-hmm. And now today I'm so grateful because I'm all natural. I've never had to do like Botox or any of the things that people like inject in their face. And just like to be natural, especially in LA, is so rare.
You do have the nicest skin.
Thank you.
It's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
So start them at 7.
That's it. 7 years old, start it and you'll be hot forever.
Yeah. This is great. And I like the sliving questions. I feel like we're going to get some interesting stuff with all of our guests that we have coming up.
Me too. I'm going to write some more because we have, I don't know how many are on here, but I feel like having a lot because I feel like some people will be too shy to answer something or I don't want to hurt someone's feelings. I don't know.
We should make it a one of those card games that, you know, like Cards Against Humanity style, and you pull them randomly and it's a sliving question. And that way they never know what they're going to get.
Okay.
It's always fair. You know, if you get the question, you have to answer it.
That's cute.
This is Paris. This is my hotline.
So we're back from break and we're going to listen to some of the messages from our hotline. You ready?
Yeah. 833-87-PARIS.
Yes. Leave us messages. We're loving listening to them all. So sweet. So much fun. And I just love hearing from you all.
All right, let's listen to the first one.
Hey, Paris. I was just wondering, I have a few things to say. So we've been doing online school for a while now, and I just want your take on the best way while doing online school to keep living and being hot while doing it. That would be really helpful to know. Also, I just want to say I'm a big fan, and just for like the sake of bragging to people, can you just say like, Sam, I love you. Thanks.
Yes, I love this message. Okay, I'll start off with this, the second part of your question, which is saying this to you. I love you, Sam. Well, I love you, Sam, and thank you for the message. And okay, so you're doing online school and you want to know how to be sliving and hot while doing it. Okay, well, I don't know if your school is like on Zoom, but if it is, if you want to like be, I'm sure you're hot, but if you want to be even hotter, there's this thing called like touch up your appearance, and it like makes the Zoom even hotter. So you can do that. And
like a filter?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Wow, on Zoom?
Someone just told me about it. I don't use it because I don't need to. But a lot of my friends are talking about it.
All your friends who, you know, were playing out in the sun when they were seven.
Those exactly.
Haggard women.
But yeah, it's like this thing where you like put it on your phone or on whatever, the Zoom, and it like can make your skin look sick.
Great. This Sam is literally writing this down right now.
Yeah. So anyone listening, if you want to be hotter, do that.
Yeah,
and to be sliving during school, like wear like sick outfits and just, I don't know. I've been watching on TikTok these people who are like sliving during class where all the kids kind of like pick a challenge to do. And it's so funny just like seeing the whole screen, like the teacher in the middle and then all the kids like play a song and like do like weird dance moves. So I think mm-hmm. it'd be fun to like text your friends and sliv on the class. I don't know yeah. if teachers aren't getting mad I'm saying this, but I think it's funny.
I think the teachers need a little bit of break from the monotony of like being on Zoom all day. So if they happen to do a Paris Hilton sliving challenge, mm-hmm. it's only going to make their lives better, I think.
Yeah, I agree. We should maybe do a hashtag, like the hashtag of this is Paris sliving challenge. And you just like sliv and film it and post it.
Yeah, do a runway walk on your during your Zoom class.
Yeah. And we'll just pick our favorite ones and put them up on the This Is Paris Instagram yeah. and TikTok and Twitter and Facebook.
This is going to be, we're going to have every school board calling us being like, please stop telling the kids to do this. It's worth it.
It is worth it.
All right. I think we have one more.
Hi, Paris. It's Kirsten, and I love you so much. I always love seeing your pictures with Carter. They always make me so happy. And I was just wondering, what's your favorite memory together?
Thank you. I love you too. Thank you for the sweet message. And Carter and I have had so many incredible memories together, but my favorite so far was our engagement because it was one of the most special days of my life. And I'm so excited for future memories. And thank you for your message.
It's really sweet.
So sweet.
It's kind of weird that, you know, to think that your relationship, and I think it's a lot of people in the spotlight and in pop culture, but your relationship makes a lot of people very happy, I think, to see. And after meeting Carter, I think it's because it's really genuine and authentic, and you guys seem to really love each other.
Yes. I think also, too, especially after people watched my documentary, This Is Paris, just to see just the hell I've been through.
Oh, my God, that guy like, sucked.
Yeah, all of them sucked. And I think I'm getting so many messages from everyone just saying, like, I'm so happy that you deserve this so much. And I don't know, just going through all just so much hell to now have this. I think that my fans and everyone are just as happy as I am.
I do want to ask, and maybe we've already missed the boat on this a little bit, but if you had met Carter when you were back in, you know, late teens, early 20s, what would you have thought? Like, you guys knew each other, but like, was there any like bit of like, oh, I want to date that guy? Or were you just in a different headspace?
I, of course, thought he was handsome and sweet, but I just wasn't ready for that type of relationship, which I really believed that timing is everything, because mm-hmm. I didn't even know who I was. So I wasn't ready to even ever love anyone. So I'm happy that it worked out the way it did, because I just finally knew who I am and was ready to open my heart, and before I was not at all. And I was just traveling every second. I was never there. I was just, I don't know, just not ready for love at all.
Mm. Well, seems like everything timed out pretty good.
Yes.
Well, thank you guys for the voicemails.
Yes. Please leave us more at 1-833-87-PARIS.
Perfect. And there's also an email if they want to email us, which is paris@iheartradio.com.
Yes. Well, that was so much fun.
Super fun. Great first guest. Great first episode. Well done, Paris.
I know. I'm so excited for the upcoming ones. We have so many amazing guests.
So much stuff happening. And it's all going to be happening here. I like this room, too. I like being in your house.
Thank you. I love it, too. Slivington Manor.
Yeah. I got to start coming up with cute nicknames for things in my life. I'm going to start adopting that from you.
Okay. Can't wait to hear them. I'll hear them on upcoming episodes.
Uh-huh.
And your new catchphrase. You still have to come up with one.
Oh, my God. A lot to do.
Mm-hmm. I hope you guys enjoyed listening. I had so much fun. And thank you again to my love, Carter, for coming on here. This is very new for him. So very grateful and so excited, and can't wait to start planning the wedding, and we'll be talking about that on the show some more, and lots more.
Yeah, this is also new for us, you know? We've never done podcasts before, so if people want to go leave us a 5-star review with a helpful tip, feel free to do that, but make sure it's 5 stars.
Yes, please. We love 5 stars, and we will see you next week. Loves it.
This is Paris.
Thanks for listening to This is Paris. We love hearing from you. So leave us a review. Send an email to paris@iheartradio.com. Leave a voicemail at 833-87-PARIS. And follow us at This is Paris Podcast. Bye, babes.